I remember having said it only this one time, so I'm amazed that Robinson's did this survey of the 10 most memorable moments in Wimbledon history, and that hit number one, even more than my tiebreak with Borg, or more than Federer breaking the record, or Virginia Wade winning, or Pat Cash winning and jumping and hugging his father. It was absolutely incredible that I even upset Cliff Richard when he was singing during a rain delay. So this is pretty funny, because I just played in Liverpool yesterday, as a matter of fact, an exhibition up there, and I think that at least 10 people during the match yelled it. I do get the sense that people, especially here, but even all over the world, really relate to that sort of moment in time. And to me, it was amazing because it was early in the event in 1981, and it was really the only time I said it during my 15-year career. Now I'm ordered to say it every match I play. If I don't say it, I get fined. So it's pretty amazing that here we are sitting in 2010, and we're still talking about it.
It's the individual against the system, isn't it, really?
I suppose to some degree people relate to that, and I certainly felt like that was the case when I was saying to try to stand up for my rights, and obviously a lot of people take it to mean different things, and that's sort of what's fun about it. It's like writing a great song. The person who wrote it might have meant it in a certain way, and it might have been innocent. I mean, I just was happy that I said that instead of some curse word where they were throwing me off the court. So, you know, my father was a lawyer when I grew up, and he also managed me. So he'd say to me, listen, if you're going to get – I don't think you should get mad at the umpire, as he yelled at me. You don't have to get mad at the umpire. But he said, if you do, you should try to make sure that what you say is not to contain any expletives or four-letter words. He was absolutely right, because the most famous thing I ever said in my entire life is this phrase.
And nice and clean, too. Very good.
Yes.
Now, let's look at this year's Wimbledon. Federer for the seventh time, you think?
I'm going to give Nadal a slight edge over Federer. Those would be my two picks, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that would love to see that final again after the match they played 2 years ago. I just think he's a little hungrier, and he wasn't able to defend his title last year. He does have a tougher draw, I believe, than Roger does, but nonetheless, I'm going to have to stick with that call right now. After that, Roddick, I mean, he played that incredible final last year. He would be my third choice, and Andy would be my fourth choice. I think he's started the year really strong, and I think he was primed to win that first major. And then Federer just played as if it was just another day at the park, like no pressure at all, and he just blew Andy's mind. And I think it's taken him quite a long time to get over that, apparently. Or I don't know what's happened exactly, but he seems to have completely lost his way.
It is a mental thing, isn't it?
Well, it's definitely mental, and maybe partially physical. I'm not sure about, but something's gone off that I can't explain, and he just doesn't have that confidence that he had, nor does he seem to have that same intensity, quite the same intensity that he needs to win an event like this. So that would make me concerned. Now, however, if things go his way, and he gets a couple breaks along the way, and he finds himself in semifinals, maybe against Nadal, or maybe even someone else, and Nadal was upset, then all of a sudden you could say, hey, maybe this guy's actually got a better chance than we thought. But at the moment, it seems like it would be less likely than even last year.
And what about the women's side? Is it as wide open as some people suggest, or is it Serena's?
Well, to me, Serena, if she plays the way she can play, we're winning almost every time. I mean, she is absolutely amazingly confident. She's never out of a match. I mean, I've seen her win so many matches where she's been down match point.
She does have mental attitude, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's the toughest player mentally I think I've ever seen. But Venus obviously loves to play in this, and Henin's never won this. That's why she's coming back. And after that, it's more wide open. But listen, after what happened at the French, something unusual could happen more likely. But usually, you usually see at least one Williams sisters in the final.
One more little question about our quiet beginner, so to speak, Laura Robson. What do you think?
Well, I like Laura. You know, I'm biased towards lefties. She seems like she's coming along nicely. Actually, she's got a great opportunity because Yankovic's worst surface is this, and it's the first round. So both players, obviously, it's unpredictable. But that's not – then, of course, if she lost 6-3, 6-4, you'd say, well, that was a tough draw to play number four in the world. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to seeing how she's improved since last year.
Thank you so much for talking to us, John. Have a wonderful week.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.